Chapter 12. Going Home. The days became colder and shorter, and the first term was almost finished. Soon it was time to go home for the Christmas holiday. Diana and Mark were happy about seeing their parents and childhood friends. Soon it was time to go. Diana locked all the windows and picked up her bags.
"Roger's leaving now, Diana," Mark said. "He's waiting for you outside."
"Thanks. Just give me a minute and I'll be ready to go," Diana answered.
Diana walked outside and saw Roger standing by his car. Since that day at the hospital, Diana and Roger had started going out together. Roger gave Diana a hug and a kiss and said,
"Have a great Christmas, Diana."
"Thanks. You too. Drive carefully," Diana said, smiling.
"I will, I promise," said Roger, getting into his car. "I'll call you tonight."
Just then Mark came out of the house with the bags and put them into their car. Roger waved to them both and drove off.
"Are you ready to go, Diana?" Mark asked, getting into the driver's seat.
"Yes," Diana said, sitting next to him. "I can't wait to see Mum and Dad."
After almost 5 hours of driving, Diana and Mark arrived. Their parents greeted them with open arms.
"Oh, Diana, Mark, it's so good to see you both again," Mrs. Stevenson said, hugging them.
"How was your drive?" asked Mr. Stevenson.
"Fine," Mark answered. "A little long, but not too difficult." "You must be exhausted," Mrs. Stevenson said. "Come and have something to eat."
After lunch, Diana and Mark showered, changed, and went to sleep. A few hours later, they woke feeling refreshed and helped set the table for the big Christmas dinner. Diana's aunt and uncle would also be coming over to celebrate. The evening was fun. Everyone ate a lot of food and talked. But Diana was rather quiet. She was reviewing in her head what she was going to say to her parents. She wanted it to be perfect, so that when she finally told them, they would agree with her. After coffee and dessert, Diana's aunt and uncle went home, and Diana was left to face her parents. Mrs. Stevenson was washing the dishes when Diana began to speak.
"Mum, can I ask you something?"
Diana began.
"Yes, darling,"
said her mum. She dried her hands and sat down at the kitchen table with Diana.
"You were very quiet this evening, Diana. Is there something wrong?"
Diana played with her fingers nervously.
"Yes, I need to speak to you and Dad," she said. "I want to tell you something about my studies."
Just then, Mr. Stevenson walked into the kitchen.
"It's now or never," thought Diana, and took a deep breath.
"You know I've been volunteering at the hospital for about 2 months now, and I really enjoy it," Diana began. "But not because I'm learning about medicine. I love it because of the music that I'm teaching the children. They sing with me, and some of them have already started learning how to play short songs on the piano."
"So what are you saying?" Mr. Stevenson asked.
"I'm saying that I don't want to study medicine any more," said Diana.
She waited for her parents to respond, but they just sat in silence. Finally, her mother spoke.
"If you didn't want to become a doctor, then why did you want to study medicine?" she asked.
"I never wanted to study medicine. I wanted to study music. It's always been a part of my life. Now I want to make it my career,"
Diana replied.
"What? You want to become a pop singer? Absolutely not," Mr. Stevenson replied. He was furious. "You're going to study medicine, and that's final."
"Charles," Mrs. Stevenson began.
"Gwen, please, I know what's best for our daughter,"
interrupted Mr. Stevenson.
"She'll have a good life as a doctor and a stable future."
"Dad, please try to understand," Diana began. You both wanted me to become a doctor and succeed. Becoming a doctor might make me successful, but it won't make me happy. I'm sorry.
So, you're only studying medicine because of us?
Mrs. Stevenson said.
Yes, Diana answered.
But what kind of life can music give you? Her father asked.
I don't know yet.
Maybe I could teach music. I think I'd be a good teacher, Diana said. Or maybe I could be a music therapist and do what I've been doing at the hospital. Or I could do research and teach at a university.
There are many possibilities. I just need to start. And I'd really appreciate your support.
Mrs. Stevenson spoke first.
Diana, the most important thing to us is your happiness, yours and Mark's, she said.
We accepted his decision about his studies. We have to accept yours too. If you'll be happier studying music, then you should.
Don't talk nonsense, Gwen, Mr. Stevenson said. How can you support her? Can't you see that she'll ruin her future if she studies music?
We can't make decisions for our children, Charles, Mrs. Stevenson answered. They're adults.
Exactly. Young adults without any experience of life, Mr. Stevenson replied. He then turned to his daughter. Diana, you would be a great doctor. There are so many people who wish they had the ability to study medicine.
I know that, Dad, but I don't want to study medicine. I have no desire to become a doctor. If I become a doctor, I won't be a good one, Diana said seriously. A good doctor is one who loves medicine and gives up everything else in life to be one. I can't give up my music.
Diana's parents were silent for a few moments. Then Mr. Stevenson got up.
I'm going for a walk, he said, and left the room.
Diana walked out of the kitchen and sat down beside Mark in the living room.
I heard everything, Mark said. I'm sorry Dad is being so difficult, Diana. I know how it feels.
Do I have to accept his decision and continue with my studies in medicine? Diana asked bitterly.
Of course not, Diana, shouted Mark. Stand up for yourself.
When his father finally returned, Mark spoke strongly to him.
Dad, I know you want what's best for Diana, Mark began. I know how happy you and Mum were when I began to study at university, and I know how much I disappointed you when I left. But it was too much for me, and I wasn't happy. It took time for you and Mum to accept, but in the end you supported me.
Mr. Stevenson listened in silence.
Diana doesn't want to stop studying at university, Dad. She just wants to study something she's always loved, Mark continued. You know how talented she is in music and how well she plays the piano. She's doing a great job volunteering at the hospital with the children. She's made a real difference in their lives.
Diana was surprised by how well Mark was speaking of her. She was happy to know that her brother was supporting her and trying to help.
Yes, we're very proud of you, Diana, Mrs. Stevenson said. You're doing a wonderful thing for those children.
Thanks, Mum, Diana replied.
Dad, Mark continued, Diana will end up hating medicine if she's forced to study it, and she won't be a successful doctor. She must do what makes her happy.
I think Mark's right, Charles, Mrs. Stevenson said. Diana should do what she loves.
Everyone was quiet, waiting for an answer from Mr. Stevenson. Mr. Stevenson sat and thought for a few minutes. Then he sighed.
Okay, Diana, he said. Go and study music. We'll support you, but you'd better do well.
Oh, I will, I promise. Thank you for understanding, said Diana, hugging her parents. I can't wait to tell Roger. Oh, and Laura, she and I will be studying together. She'll be happy too.
Then she turned to Mark.
Thanks, Mark, she said. You're not such a bad brother after all. I really appreciate what you've done for me.
Delighted I could help,
Mark replied with a smile. The long weekend was a happy one for Diana. She enjoyed spending time with her family and friends, but she kept thinking about studying music with Laura. While driving back home, Diana's thoughts were of her future music classes, her meetings with the children at Lucas Hospital, and her new relationship with Roger. She couldn't wait to get back and tell Roger and Laura the good news. A new chapter in her life was about to begin.